This is Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I'm going down.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It's wonderful to be back again.
In the chair.
And this is Mia and...
Alexia.
And...
Charlie.
And...
Megan.
And we don't have to do the station ID because you just heard it
you
from...
You just heard it from the one and only Marco from Mustard Service.
The gang.
The gang. I hope they do another tour soon.
Yeah, really disappointing they skipped us.
They just jumped over Boston during the fall. They did an East Coast tour and... decided to skip over Boston, if you guys are listening, which I don't know if you are, but it would be awesome if you guys came back so we can see you guys once again. And Charlie here is a really huge fan of Mustard Service.
Never seen him.
And exactly, he hasn't seen them yet, so hopefully they will return soon.
I would very much enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, as always, guys, we have a theme for our show. And
yes.
Today is our last show of the semester. At least for some
sure
of us.
Is.
I don't know if Charlie, you're coming back next week.
Probably not, but I might.
Then it is the possible last show for Charlie and our last show, Alexia and Megan.
Yeah. I'll be around.
Megan will be around. But either way, end of a semester. But we'll be back next semester, so...
Yeah, probably same time as well.
Most likely.
We gotta keep this double slot going or else
we really,
we'll be
really
broken
do.
Apart and in shambles. Our household will have to move out.
That would be terrible. So once again, we start our show off with No More Like That by...
So funny.
I thought that song was by Alex G for so long.
No, sir. It's the guy from Duster. He has like multiple side projects, and Eophon was one of them.
Oh, we have another side project conversation to have later, but
we do.
Yeah.
But right now we're listening to High School Lover by Air, and then coming up next we got School by Nirvana, and then Little Things by Good Charlotte. Our Little Things.
Little
Things. Did I say Little Things?
Little Baby.
What did you say?
I said Little Things, but I don't know. Maybe if I said Little Things by
Lil
accident.
Uzi with a Rob Zombie poster.
What are you saying?
I don't know. But yeah, try and play along with the theme.
Yeah.
If you guys would like, please feel free to call in at the end of the show so you guys can guess the theme. But here is Nirvana with School. So we'll see you guys soon.
See ya.
Just my luck. Won't you believe it? song is dedicated to every kid who ever got picked last in gym class.
This is for you.
To every kid who never had a date to no school dance.
This is for you.
To everyone who's ever been called a freak. This is for you. Hey, wait. Convertibles, and we had to ride the bus.
55.
Like the time we made the baseball team, but they still laughed at us. Like the time that girl broke up with me, cause I wasn't cool enough. Trick! Down like the car we had that wouldn't start, we had to walk to get around. And that same year on Christmas Eve, Dad went to the store. We checked his room, his things were gone, we didn't see him no more.
Alexia, hurry up! We are in the studio without Alexia. Alexia's in the bathroom.
Oh my god, what do we do?
I don't know what to do! This is not...
I don't know how to function in the books.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, Megan, tomorrow's your last day of classes.
Yes, it is.
Yay!
Yes, it is. I have 3 classes tomorrow.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's over. One of my professors has COVID, though.
Ugh. That's terrible.
Hi, guys.
Alexia is back. Charlie, are you happy that classes are over?
Yes. If I had to have a 6 to 9 today, like I did most Tuesdays this semester, I think it would have killed me.
Yeah.
But since I didn't have it today, I was able to finish a semester-long project.
Yeah, nice.
It's a big win.
It's kind of funny coming home from classes now, and you guys are just like on the couch watching cartoons.
Dude, it's all I did
We're
today.
We're obsessed with watching all TV I did right yesterday. Now.
It's kind of wholesome though.
I know it's like the most homey that I've felt in a very long time at the house. Just like us sitting on the couch watching random stuff.
I just need a break
stuff.
So bad.
You know,
like I just want to do nothing. Like, and watching TV is the best because it feels more productive than being on my phone.
Like I was telling Charlie, I was like, Charlie, I feel so useless right now, sitting and watching TV because I wasn't doing anything. He was like, just do your work, and I'm like, so I started doing one of my finals,
while watching TV.
But then I stopped and kept watching TV with y'all.
Yeah, the best is doing homework that you can do while watching TV.
Yeah.
We're almost done.
We are almost done. It's so close.
I'm basically done, yeah. Review boards.
Review boards. We have review boards on Thursday.
I only have five essays left.
Oh. Right, right. But that's due when? In like a week?
Most of them are due on the 18th. So I got a little bit.
That's the day I leave.
Yep.
Goodbye.
No.
I have like
three presentations, a final report, and like three finals. So
that's rough, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna be moping around the house a little bit.
It's okay.
I love being a BFA.
Yeah, man.
I love doing art.
Although, like,
it's a lot of work.
Although, I still got like two essays to do and a presentation to finish, even though we already did our final presentations in class. She was like, oh, yeah, the presentation sucks. That you did in class is a final, like, it's like an in-progress presentation, so it doesn't have to be perfect. But then she was like, either way, you're going to get an A or an A minus. That's the grade that I'm going to give you.
So what's the point?
So, like, what?
One of my finals, my professor is like giving us the answers and being like, memorize these. This is the final. Like, why? Why is that happening?
Professors have just started to like give up.
It's just like,
Loki, like, there's just so many professors. Care. But there's also just so many professors that think that our lives revolve around their class.
Oh, and for sure. Like, dude. And it's all the gen eds, too.
Yeah, dude,
it's
honestly.
It's always the general requirement classes that actually don't, like Big Bang.
For the art history classes, too, like, it's just a lot of reading and material to take in, like, in a week. Because, like, the one that I had this semester was a great class, but it was a lot of reading.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. No, that was for my film. My film class was, like, 300 pages per week.
Plus, like, a recitation.
Plus recitations.
I'm supposed to be an art major. This stuff is supposed to be, like, my second priority, but it becomes my first priority because it's graded.
Yeah.
And it, like, makes everything go totally backwards. And it's like, I should be working on my art right now.
Well, right now we are listening to Swing Lin by Harmless. Coming up next, we got The Art School Kids by Slow Hollows, then Marlboro Nights by Lonely God. You know what? When I was working at the museum this summer, I was giving a tour to this group of old people.
Yeah.
And I showed them Richard Prince's Marlboro Men. And instead of saying Marlboro, I said Marlboro.
Yeah.
Because that's just how I've heard it, like, throughout my life. And Marlboro. I was like, oh, yeah, so here are the, you know, Richard Prince's Marlboro Men, like, whatever. And then the old guy goes, you are pronouncing it wrong, but it's fine. I don't expect you to know because you're just so young. Mm. And I was like,
you give the store then.
Marlboro.
And then he was like, you pronounce it Marlboro. Well, and I was like,
that takes too much time.
It's Marlboro time.
There's
whatever.
Also a town in Mass called Marlboro. So maybe that's what he was.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, after that song, after Marlboro Nights by Lonely God, we got American Dream. American Teen. Not American Dream. American Teen by Khalid.
Yeah, is it pronounced?
That's Megan's pick.
Megan's song.
Fun fact, I almost named my dog Khalid instead of Billy.
No way.
But that's just not a dog name.
That's crazy.
No. Yeah, Billy's so funny.
Billy's
such a Billy.
Billy is such a Billy.
Like,
Billy's
imagine being like, Khalid.
Paw. Khalid.
Khalid.
No. Paw. No, Billy Paw.
Billy.
Well, we'll see you guys at the next break.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
a step back and see what you've become.
Tomorrow I can study thinking about you, and you know I always do. I don't want to go to sleep tonight when I can stay up thinking about you, and you know I always do. Living the good life full of goodbyes. My eyes are on the gray sky, saying I don't wanna come home tonight. Yeah, and I'm high up off wood. I don't even remember, but my friend passed out in the override. Oh, I'm from the city of the 915, where all the girls are pretty and they're down for the high. All my boys are with me going up for the night. But who cares?
What?
Who cares? Cause this is all you. So wake me up in the spring while I'm high off my American dream. We don't always say what we mean.
Make it on the mic!
Is near, but I've been waiting on to get the hell up out of hell and throw away my fears. I'm so faded off of all the things that I've taken. Maybe I'm not really drunk, maybe I'm really good at faking. From the city of the 915, where all the girls are pretty and they're down for the hype, and all my boys are with me going up for the. Who cares, who cares, cause this is all you. So wake me up in the spring while I'm high off my American dream. We don't always say what we mean. It's the lie of an American dream. My youth is the foundation of me. Living life as an American teen. American teen. American teen. Oh, yeah. We don't always say what we mean when we're high off our American teen. My youth is the foundation of me. Oh, I'm proud to be American. So wake me up in the spring while I'm half my American. And we don't always say what we mean. It's the love of an American team. My youth is the foundation of me. Living life in chain. American chain. American chain.
can change. Oh, yeah. Right here. I will contain nature. And I'll be living this dream with you.
Mia, it's about that time.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Well, that was wonderful.
Thank you, Mia, for
Thank
that.
Thank you, Mia.
You beautiful, guys are welcome.
Beautiful reading.
Don't text and drive, y'all.
All you have to do is use Siri.
It's not worth it.
Hey,
yeah.
Siri.
Oh, yeah, Megan uses a lot. You
hey,
do,
Siri.
Too.
I do. You get the notification at the bottom that says sent with
sent
Siri.
Sent by Siri, which yeah. is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I usually, like, if it's really important, just pull over, guys. Just pull over. It's not worth it.
Or just, like, call them.
Yeah.
Or call.
I make a lot of phone calls
yeah.
while driving.
Phone calls while
Sometimes
driving.
Sometimes I get bored
best.
And I go through, like, everybody and I'm like, okay, who am I going to call now? Yeah. And then when I'm done, like, on the phone with my mom, I'm like, okay, time to call the next person.
Charlie's in Studio B right now playing the drums.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
He's practicing for our Strokes cover band.
Megan, that's a secret.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Megan, what the poop?
What?
Oh, can we talk about the next coming songs are Kids by Current Joys, Young by Vacations, and Freaks by Surf Hearse. And two of those songs have something in common.
Yes. Actually, I have known this for a while now, but
I learned this today.
Alexia learned this today, and I told them today, but I went to go see, well, no, I'm lying. Long time ago, Current Joys was coming to Miami, and I couldn't go. I was going to Miami, and I couldn't go. I really wanted to go, but I was up here in Boston, and I, like, did some research, and I was like, oh, wow, Nate Radigan, or Nick Radigan. Nick Radigan, I think is his name. And then, cool, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then I went to go see Surf Curse in September, and I saw Nick Radigan playing the drums for Surf Curse, and yeah, so it's a crossover. That was a lot of explanation for nothing. But
the
Nick
drummer for Surf Curse
slash singer, because he also sings.
Oh, is Current Joys.
Yeah.
So
that was a long explanation for nothing.
We have
okay.
a lot of.
I lost my coffee.
Oh no.
We are not. Coffee's not allowed in the studio, so
no,
there was never coffee
right.
in here
it
in the first place.
Probably, it's probably outside.
Yeah, it's probably in the room outside, so it's okay.
It's probably somewhere else.
But currently, we're listening to Cage the Elephant, Telescope by Cage the Elephant.
Yep.
Then, as you said, Kids by Current Joys. Then Young by Vacations, and Freaks by Surf Curse. Freaks is such a. It's such a nostalgic song.
It's perfect for
I'm
this
so
theme
excited.
That we will reveal at the end that
you
guys can
that
guess.
You guys can so
hint,
guess.
Hint, nudge, nudge. Call at the next talk break, guys.
Call 855-915-9636 to guess the theme at the last talk break.
Yes.
It would be great if you
and
guys
also
guessed.
Just,
it would
just
be super
call
cool.
in at the next talk break if you're looking to chit
chat
as well.
It would be awesome to chit chat with our listeners right now because we miss talking to you guys.
Yeah, we will be talking over Pretty Girl by Claro, which is just so wonderful to speak over.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys in a bit.
Bye.
Well, I'm just a kid.
Well, what a nostalgic song. Well, right now we're listening to Pretty Girl by Claro. Charlie is dancing in his seat.
He's having a wonderful time.
But yesterday, well, Megan on Saturday went to Burlesque at Tufts University.
Yes, I did.
And Charlie and I went yesterday night. And when we were in the line, Charlie, would you like to elaborate? Would you like to continue?
Mute him.
Well, yes, we were in the... pretty girl. Oh, there we go. We were in the line yesterday waiting for Burlesque. It was a really long line. It went like around... Not. It went almost around the Grand Off, but...
Yeah.
When we were in line, there was this guy who asked us if...
That's good.
You want to keep singing, Charlie? Go for it.
I could be a pretty girl. You gotta turn me down. Now I can hear myself. Okay.
So we were in line, and while we were waiting in line, there was this guy. We don't know his name, but he goes, "Can I, like, skip in front of you guys in the line? Because I like, need to get in, and I have a fake ticket." And we were like, "Oh." And he was like, "Yeah, I just have a fake ticket, and this is my third time trying to get into Burlesque." And we were like... Like, listen, like, yeah, go for it. Sure. So he made the line with us. He was like, should I change my hair or something? Like, I feel like they're going to recognize me the first time. We go in and...
And they reject him at first.
Yes.
They at first say, like, oh, you have to go out to, like, the beggar's line. Mm-hmm. Where just, like, they were just going to pull people to fill extra seats.
Yeah. Oh.
But then they just let him in.
They let him in because they were like, oh, we sold the ticket to two people. We're so sorry. Here you go. And then he came in with us, went upstairs, and he was like to me, can I sit with you guys, please? I have no friends.
What?
And then,
in the world?
And then I was like, yeah, sure. And then he was like, all right, never mind. Goodbye. He left.
Strange character.
And then we cracked open our Haribold gummy bears.
What was the dire need to be at Burlesque?
I don't know, man.
People treated it like life or death.
I think you could guess, Alexia.
Yeah.
It's a very, very, very popular event on campus.
Competitive scene.
Competitive, yeah. It was brutal getting those tickets there. I was in my 10:30 a.m. class, and there were just... Everybody in the class was just opened their computers.
What?
Was like, I'm getting Burlesque tickets.
No, you ain't.
I was like, no, you ain't. And I got them first.
I forgot to open the link until like 11, and I was in there for a half hour, and then I just gave up. So
Megan,
I didn't see Burlesque.
Megan's saying, even though you are not a Tufts student. But guys.
Hey, that's okay.
Well, right now, we actually just started listening to Kids by MGMT. Then coming up next, we got Techos de Astros y Truenos Fenómenos. I forgot the name of the full song.
And then taking up space at Mustard Service.
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
This is Megan's song.
So let's listen to Megan's song, and we'll see you guys at the next talk break. Last talk break. Bye.
Be haunted. never die. I try to shoot you down, you're still alive, taking up space in my heart and on my face. It was all
have reached the end of our hour.
Yeah, we're listening to Sexopolis right now.
Yes, we are. By Jean-Pierre
Mirouz.
I can't hear it at all.
Okay. Does it start off kind of low?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe it starts off kind of low, so we'll just keep it here. But, yeah, now we can hear it. Yeah, we have reached the end of our hour, which is crazy. But if you guys, well, not if, since you guys will keep tuning in, you can listen to us on Charlie's show for the next hour as well.
Yes, we'll still be here. Guys, call in if you think you know the theme.
Call in if you think you know the theme. Once again, 855-915-9636.
Esperanza, Marley, Lars.
Is Nicola listening?
I don't know. She's doing a study group right now.
Boo.
I don't know.
Guys, like, please, we want an incredible guest from you guys.
But yeah, Megan's friends, please call in.
Yeah.
My acapella friends.
Acapella friends, gang. Call in.
I'm not in acapella, but they're my friends that do acapella.
If my family is listening, y'all can call in as well. Would be cool. Would be fun.
Guys, pull through.
Pull through. We don't want to announce the theme just yet. But it has been a very nostalgic trip down memory lane. For sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, last...
I literally, like, had ideas planned for what we're going to talk about, and I just totally didn't talk about
that. Like what?
I was going to talk about when Megan and I were in high school, but
we've talked about that so many times.
I know.
Yeah, that's true. Already.
I know, but yeah.
Also, like, who cares? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
We all.
I was gonna do a little bit of reminiscing because we're all going home.
Yeah, we are all going
next
home.
Week for the holidays. I know. Yeah. I don't know.
For like 3 weeks.
I'm gonna go home for a week.
Can't wait to see all those Linfield faces around town.
Oh yeah.
Oh fun.
It's gonna be so exciting.
Oh, trip down
to have those wonderful appearances.
Sightings.
They make me giddy.
Sightings, guys. Different. Just so you know, sightings will go hard for me in Florida too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
please.
Be like,
I think it's gonna pop off.
Icky
for everybody.
Sighting, and you guys will be like, who? I'm gonna be like, don't worry about it.
No, you gotta give us context.
I will
too.
Give you context. Be like, guys, I just saw, blah blah blah.
And maybe I'll have a Mia sighting in January.
Yeah,
so true.
I will definitely have one.
So true. My dad says that he is listening and that he can't call in right now. And he doesn't know the theme, though. But he says hi to everybody.
It's okay.
Hello.
We forgive you.
Wow, we're running out of time, guys. We're going to have to give up the theme, then.
Yeah. Ready?
Well, no, wait, hold on.
Okay.
Wait, let's do like 10, 20, maybe 30 more seconds for somebody to call in. But I don't think it's happening.
I'm gonna spam.
Spam your friends.
Harass my
They need
chat.
To call in the next 30 seconds.
855-915-9636.
855-915-9636. My mom also can't call in.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Does Ava, she have a guess?
Ava, where are you?
Ava, come on.
Also, shout out to the fam.
Yeah, shout out to my family as well.
Yay!
They will never call in, though.
Aw, you guys should call in. Megan's family should call in.
Never once.
No, I know.
Shame.
Oh, somebody's calling. Somebody's calling.
Let's do it.
What if it's Megan's parents?
Maybe it's Megan's parents. Hello, who is this?
Hello?
Hi, this is Esperanza.
Yeah!
Hey.
Esperanza!
What up, Megan? How's it going, y'all?
Good.
We're getting through the finals.
Good.
Finals week.
Good.
I'm sure you are as well. Esperanza's a math teacher.
Ooh.
Aww.
Math teacher?
Math, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm actually entering grades as we speak.
Wow.
Don't mess any up. Good.
Well, would you like to guess the theme?
I gotta be so honest, you guys. I just called in because Megan told me to call in.
You are so real for that.
Well, we can reveal it on the phone with you, and you can be a part of the fun.
Wait, actually, what grade do you teach?
Yeah.
Ninth grade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's actually perfect,
that's perfect
because, drum roll please, our theme is
high school.
High school.
Yo.
Yeah.
You're welcome, actually.
Yeah, that was actually really perfect.
How are the high schoolers now?
Oh, you know, got a couple alpha males.
Nice.
That's how it be. That's
yes,
how it be sometimes.
Sir.
Well, Esperanza, thank you very, very much for calling in.
Thank you.
We hope to have you on the show very soon.
Yes, maybe even next week.
Heck yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Well, that was awesome. But we have reached the end of our show, and this has been Mia and
Alexia
and
Charlie.
And
I was barely here.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we are ending off the evening with this banger of a song. So please feel free to, you know, keep listening, and let's enjoy this iconic song that has
catch us in the next hour.
That
on
was
Charlie's
in
show.
Our high school, you know, playlists.
Yeah.
Basically, our high school soundtrack. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody. Stay tuned.
Stuck in the shadows. the pill.